Okay, well, this morning we're going to take a few minutes and we're going to look back on what happened this year. We had traditionally done this just the last few years. We've taken time to take our foot off the gas for a moment and take a look back because we like to do that. And we're not really good at taking a moment in Life Center. We're always on to what's next. And I know we're really thrilled about 2019, as Chris said, and on to 2020. But we just want to take a few moments and look back and look what the Lord has done among us, right? You guys can you get to that, relate to that? And I believe as we do this, our faith is strengthened. I believe our souls are encouraged, our heads are lifted, and Psalm 78 says to tell the coming generations of the great things the Lord has done. And that's my paraphrase edition, but it really has been a really, really wonderful year here at Life Center, and we're really thankful. More than anything else, we're thankful that I believe in most, if not all, of our services, there's an evidence of His presence among us. Amen? And that's what we desire more than anything else. We want to be a place where you meet God and you come and experience God. And I know we can organize it and plan it and administrate it and do all that, but unless we encounter God, it's just another gathering, right? Are you guys there? But we love the presence of God, and that's why we hang out and worship at times or hover in, you know, different times and have times of ministry. We want people to get prayed for. We believe God's into that. So anyhow, we just love that, and I just want to show you a short little a clip of a glimpse of what we've experienced here throughout 2018. We showed this on, I believe, our candlelight service. We're going to show it again because many people missed it, so go ahead and roll it, guys.
God is a God of miracles, and He healed me of a mass on my thyroid.
God is a God of miracles because He healed me from cutaneous sarcoidosis, which is a skin disease. I give Him all the glory.
God is a God of miracles. I went from being a college dropout over a decade ago, and then a few years ago, God provided a full scholarship for me to go back to university from a complete stranger who happened to be the president of the university while I was living in Haiti.
God is the God of miracles because He saved my life here in this church. God is great.
God is the God of miracles. My daughter went in for major spine surgery, and the surgeon was amazed with the results.
Let me tell you about our miracle, about how for 2 years we couldn't get pregnant.
But by God's grace, now we are expecting our first daughter for Christmas.
God is a God of miracles because He has really challenged me this year, and I'm so thankful for it, and I just...
God is a God of miracles, and He saved me from suicide and depression.
God is the God of miracles. Last year, I was diagnosed with Lyme disease, and He has totally transformed my life over the past year as I have found my identity in Him.
God is a God of miracles. I couldn't walk due to stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and He healed me through the power of prayers. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, come on, church. Isn't that good? I just want to play that over and over and over again. Yay, God. So we want to take a few moments and boast of the things the Lord has done. Amen? But 2018 has been a year of growth, of change. I know personally in our staff, our team, even Life Center, we felt the growth, we felt the change. Even in the natural, we did a bump out this side of the building over here, if you're not aware of it, but we added a green room and a band room and some bathrooms, which we really needed in this area of the building, so we're really thankful for that. But it really has been a year of development in so many areas. You're going to hear about it in the worship area, and our prayer life, and our children and youth, and the outreach, and all the conferences, but you're going to hear from many of the staff members this morning, but more than anything else, we've experienced and we continue to experience what you just saw and heard about is so many miracles happening among us. And we really believe this is a prophetic word that's happened throughout 2018, but it's God doing stuff in our midst. The things we cannot do are miracles, right? How many people have experienced and you're hearing about miracles? Amen? So it's exciting to see this happen and to hear the stories, just one of the last one, and we're going to show you that, but we've heard, you know, miracles of provision throughout the year, provisions of healing, miracles of healing, miracles of people getting saved right in this house, and that's what's going to happen. Isn't it good? Miracles of deliverance, lives being transformed, and children seeing angels in the building. Isn't that cool? Come on, children come out of children's church life seeing angels. I'm like, this is what we're praying for, you know. Teenagers experience the presence of God, getting delivered, getting baptized in the Holy Spirit, and really awesome, isn't it? So we're going to show a little longer video here this morning. And I think we showed this on a Wednesday night. We haven't shown it on a Sunday, but it's one of the last ones you saw there. It's an extended version, and it's really good. So check it out.
We are Justin and Gloria Lapp. We have been connected to Life Center for a number of years now, and in the beginning of this April, started regularly attending. And this is the story of our miracle.
Justin and I had been trying to get pregnant for a year, and when nothing was happening, I went to the doctors, and they determined I had PCOS, which is a condition that just makes it really hard to ovulate or get pregnant. It was a rough couple years. And then in January of 2018, I was in a pretty low spot. But then in February, I got one of my first normal cycles in that entire year. So I decided to start tracking my ovulation again. So then in March of 2018, I came to the women's conference here with my mother-in-law and sister-in-laws. That Friday night, there were a lot of words given about fertility, infertility, endometriosis, and other conditions. I wasn't personally prayed for, but I just remember crying out to God at that conference, just praying, if there's nothing else I get out of this conference, God, I just want to leave with a steadfast hope. I need a promise, something I can hold on to in those dark moments. So that was my prayer. And then Saturday morning, I took an ovulation test, which I decided to pack last minute. It was that morning that I got the first positive ovulation test I had ever gotten. Kind of couldn't believe it. And then that afternoon, I received a group prophecy. We had colored lanyards on, and mine was green. So the prophecy that was spoken over all the women with green lanyards was out of Psalms 1. And that was on March 24th, the day that I had gotten my first positive ovulation test.
So as Gloria said, we had tried for a little over 2 years to get pregnant. It was 2 years of hurt and disappointment. There were a lot of valleys, and there were a lot of prophetic words. It got to the point where we would get a word a month about having a baby, and it seemed that hope had turned into a doorway to disappointment, and we quickly began to want nothing to do with hope. So when Gloria came home with a positive ovulation, that was such a huge victory right there. It was a huge win. Then that night, I had a dream. And in that dream, I was holding our daughter. I could see her. I know what color her eyes are. I know what color her hair is. And then so I cried out to the Lord, and I said, God, I know that that dream was from you. But I don't want another two-year process. Could it be in her tummy right now? Could our daughter be in her tummy right now? And the Lord said very clearly, you have what you ask for.
And on April 10th, I took what was probably my 8th or 9th pregnancy test, just to remind myself that I wasn't pregnant, because I convinced myself I wasn't. That's when the second little line started to appear. So on April 10th, we found out we were expecting.
So this holiday season, we are going to be welcoming our little miracle daughter into this world. Get your hopes up. Lift your head up. Let your faith arise.
But I am now. I was saying, I love Justin's line, get your hopes up, let your faith arise. What great words for us. These are just some of the miracles that happened among us. Among us here as a family. And we've determined to celebrate and report the report of the Lord, that he is moving among us.
She's here for the first
time. We're going to, don't worry, thank you so much.
I was working on him not giving it away, and now you that went,
That Wednesday night, we had to trim down all the miracles that happened because we were trying to fit them in all the videos. We still had one still coming up to us at the stage who were real, vibrant miracles. Like, there's many miracles. Like, they're all miracles. So it's just great. And I just want to say, we're so excited about this, and we're boasting in what God has done, not what we've done. I hope you hear this. And all this report, it's all together right to testify of the goodness and the breakthroughs of God. And that's what we're here to do. And I hope you do this in your own lives, in your own marriages and families. Look through this past year and see where God has shown off. He does it every year for us. Amen?
And we do this because we believe here in the power of the testimony, that God will do it again and again and again.
And
so
again.
If you hear words of hope and promise and miracles this morning, grab onto it for your lives.
Amen. Well, 2018 in review saw us being very much reflecting our name here. Our name is Life Center, and we were a center of life for thousands of people, not only those of you who regularly attend and part of our family, but for those who joined us for conferences throughout the year. And we're going to review just a little bit about that. But time and again, we had so many people saying we were at the edge of our faith, we had lost our hope, we traveled here during a conference, we heard a word, and you know the testimonies of so many people and great heroes in the faith being met by God here at this point in the carpet and that point in the carpet. Well, today we're going to look back at some of the speakers that were good friends to us. And I tell you, when they came, they brought faith, they brought hope, they brought love, they brought their A game. We had some amazing moments. Take a look.
He can deal with your pride. It's challenging for him to get you to believe who he says you are.
That's a good word.
I believe that part of this new language of the prophetic is love.
I heard one of the pastors say, God doesn't judge you for where you are. He judges you for what you refuse to become.
Oh, man.
He ate locusts as a sign to Israel. My calling is to resist the spirit of religion and come against the false system that has hindered, limited, cut out, give you wings, but don't let you fly, just hop.
Brian Simmons,
so
amazing.
What else is unique about Amplified? Everybody's finished their verse. We're still reading ours. And it just reminded me how my wife talks to me sometimes.
It's actually selfish for you to not desire prosperity. There's some people that say something like this. I just want enough for me and my family. Oh, wow. That is so stupid.
What I often find in the church is this specific issue. If you don't know where the battle is coming from, you won't know how to fight it.
Was crowned with thorns. He wore a crown of thorns. He's the only one who writes that. But Jesus took all of our pains. And he took all of these things because he took the crown, and a crown says authority.
To them, peace be with you. But they were terrified and startled, thinking they saw a ghost. Look at somebody say, Jesus sightings will scare the bejesus out of you.
Imagine Jesus going to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, coming back, seeing his disciples sleeping. Are you kidding me? Peter! Come on! Why do we act like that? Because we're orphans and don't know we're sons, that's why.
Supernatural is not an event. A supernatural is your life. You are called to a supernatural life.
For those who have found this challenging, oh, well, it's better than hell.
Come on, give the Lord a hand clap. That's good stuff. I mean, we got some classic moments over this year. That didn't even mention so many others. Patricia King, Sean Bowles, Randy Clark, a host of others who are with us. Just amazing groups, and also worship, which David will talk about as well. But that's not even counting our own home team of speakers and teachers and friends that are close, like Paul Martini and Richie Seltzer and so many others that have joined in. It is with our own world-class worship, which I think we have world-class worship. Yeah, you can say amen. Oh, that's all right. Come on, it's been a recipe for God's presence and power, and for his power to come and inhabit us and change our lives. We're extremely thankful for that.
In our women's ministry, we experienced this also, God showing up in countless meetings that we had. We started the year wrapping up our It's Your Moment series, and many of you did the Strength Finders test with Jolene. That was a lot of fun and brought us into an even greater understanding of who we are in Christ. And then in March, we had our women's conference, and the theme of freedom continued. There's a picture here of us all worshiping together. Wow. And then we also received these wonderful gifts that I saw several women this morning wearing, these necklaces with prophetic words, and many testimonies of how those words have played out as the year has unfolded. And then Julie Campbell was with us, and Julie Myers and Stacy Campbell were with us. And our own Ann Stock, and they all encouraged us to shred our fears and to pursue the freedom that God has for us. I have a very special picture here taken by our own Susie Gilmore coming up here. And this is a picture of This is Leslie Nunemaker in the yellow sweater, in the golden sweater with me, and she is celebrating that she's already had not one miracle test, miracle pregnancy, not just two miracle pregnancies, but she had just found out that she was pregnant with her third. I mean, she was given a 0.000% to ever have a baby. And so she's sharing this testimony, and this is where she's releasing over the women this prayer for fertility. And then Gloria Lapp was there. Gloria and Justin, go ahead and stand up.
Come on,
up.
Stand up.
This
there you go.
This is baby Eleanor. Yeah. And baby Eleanor was born December 19th. Is that right? And interestingly, one of Leslie's daughters, her first daughter, was born December 19th as well. So less than about 39 weeks from that weekend, little Eleanor came into the world. So welcome, wow. Eleanor.
Welcome,
our miracle
welcome,
baby. So, and Eleanor is just one of many around here. And, you know, sometimes it's a, you don't want anyone, because this is such a touchy issue at times. And any time that you're in a place of pain or loss, but we're going to still continue to boast in God. And if this is something you're believing for, we're going to hold on with you through 2019. Because we know that God is the God of miracles and God of the impossible.
Come on.
So don't let your heart get heartsick or trouble thinking, why did this person get their miracle and I didn't get mine? We're standing, we're walking out a miracle in our own lives this year. So we're going to believe and press in. Amen?
Amen.
So we finished then the year in Galatians as a women's group. We began a Bible study called Flourish. And we pressed into Galatians to just put that exclamation point on that we are created to live in freedom. And we are going to continue in January, just around the corner, January 10th. And we're going to dig into the Gospel of John. So you're welcome to join us, ladies. It'll be 7 o'clock in the theater. And we'll see what the Holy Spirit wants to do with that. It's always pretty good.
It's only good.
So around here, we really believe in seeking His presence more than building particular programs. Because we know that when angels are invited here and miracles are happening and we believe for strategic intervention, there's a presence of God that comes. And it just trumps any program that we could buy, that man could build. And not that we don't think, we're thankful for all the ministries, but we want God in the midst of it. And behind the scenes is a wonderful prayer ministry that many of you are involved in. And just this past week, I got a testimony from one of these prayer groups that we have, because we believe in not just individuals and families getting healed, but nations being healed. And here was a family, a woman, she asked us to pray earlier in this year for her parents. Now, usually we're believing for the prodigals to come home and for the younger ones to get saved. But here was a woman who wanted prayer. Her parents had been atheists as long as she knew them. So her mother is 79, her father is 83. And this year, her parents received the love of God. This year. That's amazing. Amazing. But we really feel like our prayer ministry is still in framework form, and we want to give even more life to it. So I'm inviting all of you to come be a part of it this year. And so January 25th, we're going to have a night here of prayer and worship, and just begin the year seeking God and knowing He's got so much in store for us.
Amen. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
wonderful.
So
and in addition to all these events, something wonderful has happened. We've grown as a body, as a local expression, a church family, and a family of faith. We've expanded. And so over the last couple of years, almost adding 250 people to our ranks. And our Sunday mornings are running around 1,400 to 1,500 people on an average. Certainly, we stretch up to 2,000 sometimes and then back down to 1,200. But we're staying consistent and close to 1,500. Our Wednesday nights are 400, 500 strong. And if you count all the folks that connect to us over a month period of time, probably over 2,000 people call Life Center their home. That's amazing. Give the Lord a hand clap. That's great, family. So it's good. We celebrated weddings. We baptized folks. We dedicated dozens of children. We welcomed new members among us. We even said goodbye and memorialized some very special saints who we love dearly and were gifts among us for some short time and some for a very long time. It's been a very special blessing being a family together. More than that, we extend our reach by extending our family. How do we do that? We have some special ministries that connect to us. Global Awakening with Randy Clark. Many people attend, and we benefit from other leadership as well as Global Celebration does a two-night class or school here. Also, Healing the Heart Ministries with Linda Forster. How many know she has a band of champions that give thousands of hours of counseling to people and help folks? They love them to life. How's that? Is that a good way to say it? Just like that. So give them a big hand as well. So Lastly, I just want to say, you know, it's so fun to see how we've grown. I reviewed our lifelines and our connections on mission field across the world. They also are very close to our hearts, our connections, our real relationship with them. I want to share with you, like Charles said a little bit earlier, we have extended and connected to ministries who are part of us to over 20 different countries in the world. And there are some of the most amazing countries, difficult countries, struggling countries, and God is still doing some redemptive things there. We are on 6 of 7 continents, and we're praying for Antarctica. So if you want to go to Antarctica, we will get you a coat, okay? So we'll help you out. I do want to mention some of those countries are like Belize, India, Mozambique, Thailand, Nicaragua, Pakistan, Turkey, Israel, Haiti, Mali, Mexico, some war-torn Middle East countries I can't mention, Cyprus, Quebec, Canada, Ukraine, Nepal, France, and Guatemala. Can you believe that? All starting from half a missionary to Haiti 25 years ago. Thank you very much, Jesus. That's good. So just want to say, we're humbled by all of this, and we know that God's presence carries us, but also the giving of your lives, your time, your talent, and your treasures have helped make God's dream for Life Center become true, and we look for the future to only increase in all this. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead.
And now we have Mr. Travis Johnson, our wonderful children's pastor.
There you go,
the
Travis.
Radio voice.
Thank you. All right, so this past year, we have had an amazing time in both Mini Wave and First Wave. So I want to take just a moment to talk about Mini Wave, which is our 0 to kindergarten. So the nursery, the preschool, kindergarten. And if you haven't seen, if you're not in on that secret, it is the fastest growing area in the entire church. It really is. So I want to say just a big thank you to the team. Leanna's team that works with her in Mini Wave is... I actually think it is the biggest team in the church, and it's still growing. And it's so amazing. People giving their time, their talent, their treasure, pouring into our littlest ones. It is very much our heart that we do not do child care, but we do children's ministry. So even as we have these amazing people who would just hold the babies and pray over them and love them, it is such a powerful thing to realize that this is what our children get while we're in here. But beyond the team growing, the reason why we need the team to continue to grow is the numbers of children in the children's ministry is growing. MiniWave is having an explosion. It is great. We laugh and say that we like church growth the old-fashioned way, and it's really how it happens. We have so many babies. That's why we have so many baby dedications going on. We have children, and we don't have room for all of them. So instead of being like the innkeeper, we're really excited. This coming year, we are actually expanding the nursery, preschool, Mini Wave area because we need more room, more areas. We need a place for our littlest ones to come in and experience the love of God and give it away. I'm so excited for the expansion. So if you see any dust or construction signs, just remember it's for the children. Though we won't let the children do the construction. That's completely out. So, moving to First Wave, which is our elementary age ministry, first to fifth grade. Wow, what a year. I was looking back over this past year, and from the Sundays, Wednesdays, the events, they were all amazing. Easter Sunday, we had, and please, look at the pictures. You don't have to look up here. The pictures are much more interesting. We had an amazing Easter Sunday where we brought back one of our most famous activities, events, lessons, Vote for Your King. We had a wrestling match between a champion of the Jesus Party and a champion of the Devil Party. It was huge. It was wild. It was crazy. And at the end, 100 kids gathered down in our ring and said yes to Jesus. Some for the very, very first time and others still saying, I want him to know that I still say yes. I still need him. And I want to live my whole life for him. I mean, and that's one of our hearts is to have an entire generation that can say, I dwelled in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. It's powerful. So we move into the summer. Kids camp. We have a 4-day camp, 6 hours a day with over 100 children here experiencing God's love. It is amazing to see. And this year we talked about the power of choice, to choose him, to choose our heart attitude, to choose to be like him. How powerful it is that God said, I want you to choose. And these kids, oh my goodness, the worship we had, the impartation we had, the crafts that they got to do. It was so wonderful, so amazing. Moving into the end of the summer, our theater production from Aveline, our Adventures in Aveline, it brought families together. That is another thing that is so important in the first wave ministry is not just for the kids, but that it connects to the moms, the dads, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, the neighbors, the friends. And as people came in and got to see a show all about wisdom, it was an amazing opportunity to see some gifts and talents on display, but to have that family moment together. And then we ended our year with Studio 24, our fourth and fifth grade retreat. It's 24 hours long. We had 50 kids here for 24 hours, and we spent the entire time focusing on how to live a Jesus-focused life. It was amazing. And we filmed a couple commercials along the way. But honestly, the biggest experience that we had this year, and a huge thank you to Tiff Aiken. She spent this entire year coordinating for First Wave and for Mini Wave, having live worship teams in on Sunday mornings. And so First Wave, we actually changed the culture of the children's ministry within 1 year. Within 1 year, their attitude and appreciation, their knowledge of worship, it all changed in 1 year. So here at the end of the year, we didn't have to draw them in to worship, but worship started and they engaged in worship. So like the culture, the DNA of Life Center has been imprinted upon our children this year. And it is such an amazing thing because that is something that they will carry on into Airborne, on into when they join the adult service. It was amazing to see. So a big thank you to all the worship teams who gave, again, time, talent, and treasure, who put the time in to change the culture in our children's ministry. It was amazing. So I want to invite Joshua up to talk about Airborne because, you know, in First Wave, they get to pray for people with cancer and they get healed. So, I mean, do you have some good ones for Airborne?
We got some.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. So this morning as I was putting my notes together, I thought of Luke 17. And this is where Jesus sends 10 lepers to go present themselves to the priest. And on the way, all 10 get healed. And one of them runs back and basically says, "Thank you." And Jesus says, were there not 10? And understanding what happened and who is doing it is important. Reflecting on God's goodness satisfies his heart. And most importantly, it positions you for what's next. And so it's in that in mind, I want to talk about 2018 from an Airborne youth perspective. One of the big things that happened for us was at a firestorm. I think it was either the day Billy Graham passed or the next day, Lou Engle came. And the meeting was wonderful. But what was really special was in this back hallway, after the meeting, Lou got to lay hands and pray for each student. You know, everything that we're doing in Airborne is in the context that this entire region is going to be the epicenter of a second Jesus movement. And how can you fulfill your destiny if you don't know God's narrative? So you might not have seen that happen, but within our youth, that was inspiring and launching them into God's story and what they want to do. So in June, we took a beach trip. It's our annual beach trip. And this is Holy Chaos. It's 150 teenagers, some might be 12, without their parents camping at the beach. Now, that's tricky right there. Then you add 36 hours of rain that didn't yield at all the entire time and wind so powerful that we needed to position leaders on the corners of the big tent so it wouldn't blow away. And while we're doing that, people are coming up and saying, "Another tent ripped that we were sleeping in." So eventually the rain stopped, and I had to go to the laundromat with 150 wet sleeping bags. And I thought, this is just a waste of a trip. All this money and time. And anyway, on the last night we're there, the strum of a guitar and worship started. And all of a sudden, the glory of God fell. And I was like, "What are you doing here?" It was so powerful. We didn't even have the stage set or the runway. God just came, and kids got baptized in the Holy Spirit. That sounds like a small thing. I remember when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, it's like life went from black and white to color, and it changed me for eternity. And kids had encounters that night that changed their lives, and they got hungry for them in the future. About 5 days after that, we got on a plane with 50 students, or 35 students, 15 leaders, and we went to Guatemala for our mission trip. And we primarily worked with the kids in the dumps. Now, these are kids who their parents live at a trash dump, and they live by getting food and supplies that people in Guatemala are throwing away. Most of them haven't been more than a half mile from the dumps their entire lives. And so we went to do like a children's program and just try to love on these kids. And one of the things we had in our hearts is we want to give them the very best day of their life. We want to make them feel how they would feel if God were their father in the natural here. And so our plan was, let's put them all on a bus and let's take them to the zoo and let's buy them fried chicken. So we loaded up these kids, and each of our students had two kids. And they're carrying them on their shoulders, lifting them up, holding their hands. The kids were laughing and playing the entire time. They got fried chicken. Some of them saved some of their chicken to bring home so their parents could eat some. But what was so powerful was when we dropped the kids off, and I look back towards the back of the bus, and I see the tears coming down our kids' eyes as the weight of God's love comes through them. I believe it. For eternity, we'll see the effect of that trip and how it changed our students and gave them a heart for the poor. Sorry, I'm trying to move along here. In the fall, we had our annual retreat, our biggest ever, and it's not about numbers, but it's about the impact that happens at these events. And this was by far the most powerful. Depression didn't bend, it broke. Suicide didn't bend, it broke. You know, legs grew out, ears opened, and it's not about these miracles. But ultimately, what God is healing is lives. And a generation is understanding the narrative that God has for them. We also did a revival history class where the students got to hear the stories of old about how God moved. And we also had a teaching, preaching class where students were the teachers and preachers. And I'm telling you, something's coming out of this youth. And there are your teachers and preachers in our midst. And we're saying, come on, get up here. We want you. And finally, I want to end with this. We've been doing these encounter nights because we're trying to capture what God's doing and give it place. He's coming in powerful ways. And so we've gathered with other youth groups. This last one, we had five other youth groups coming together. And it's a three-hour only worship, no games, no cookies, no flirting that I know of. 3 hours of worship. And by the time they're done, they're ready to start again. You know, and all these, it's not just about a moment. If you add up the moments, it leads to momentum. And because of 2018, I feel like I'm a prisoner of hope for what God wants to do in this generation. You know, I feel there's so many kids. The only reason they don't love God and serve him is because they don't know what he's really like. You know, and so we haven't done anything on this scale, but I can't say much about it. But in 2019, we're going to have a youth conference, which is not just about us in the house. I'm telling you, if people could see the God who our students know at these encounter nights, they would love him and serve him. So it's been an honor. I feel that all that Ben and I do is make a space, and God fills it. So 2019, here we come. All right, come on up. This is Edgar and Yadira.
Yes, we are excited for what the Lord is going to do in 2019, but we want to honor and glory him, give him glory for what he did this year. So I'm going to invite you to watch a video with some pictures, because pictures speak better than words.
All the glory and power belongs to Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We are touching different communities. We do food outreach and teddy bears outreach in Allentown, Bethlehem, Catasauqua, Oakville, Philadelphia, Baltimore. Now we are going to expand in Lebanon with Robert and Norm. We are going to do outreach. It's not just giving away food. It's pray for people and impact communities and transform communities. It's amazing how do you see the faces of the people. When you are hungry, you need to provide food in your table. You come out from your house at 8 degrees, 10 degrees, hot, cold, snow, everything. And we are over there because we know that they need to provide food for each family. Yes? And we can, in this year, we gave away maybe 1 million pounds of food free. The most is organic. We don't ask for money. We don't raise money. Life Center pay everything here. Thank you, Charles and John and Brian for support us. We do in different locations. We do also in Guatemala. We gave away flip-flops, shoes, 18,000 books, pamphlets, preaching with the message of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Charles. You know, we build 3 water tanks because the people need to drink water, pure water, and they needed water. So, in Life Center, we provide these water tanks from Guatemala. Also, we touch maybe each outreach. We touch 350 families. It's maybe 1,000, we impact 1,000 person each outreach. So it's amazing how God is moving. If God can use me with my British English, my broken English, whatever you want, but they can use you. Because God is expecting to use somebody. And we have too many gifts and talents sitting here. You need to stand up in the gap and say, Father, use me. God will use you. You need to position yourself for the blessing of God.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, God has done. And it's what we have seen during this year is that he is just expecting us to be willing and to be open, to be in the right place at the right time and with the right heart and say, Father, we want this. And that's how we have seen the provision of the food, the volunteers. Many of you have come, and we have seen an increase of volunteers. We have seen ministries, different ministries join in and being part of what God is doing, not just in our midst, but outside in the community, because God is so great, and he just wants us to be part of what he is doing. I just want to share, to finish, what we're going to say. Matthew 14:15, the word says, as evening approached, the disciples came to him and said, this is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food. Jesus replied, they do not need to go away. Give them something to eat. We have here only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. Bring them here to me, he said, and he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven. He gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 baskets full of broken pieces, and there were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men besides women and children. And I was thinking about this, and I just want to encourage you. I don't know. It says here that it was evening, and I don't know if you are in the evening of your time when you said, I'm so tired. Many things have happened to my life, but you know what? In the evening, in any season, God can use you. He's just telling you, when we think, I have nothing to give somebody else, I'm going to send him away, God is telling us, I am here. Look within you, because you're going to find something to give. And when they look within them, they found 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and that was enough for God to to create something greater, and they were part of the miracle. Be part of the miracle. You maybe you think, I don't have 5 loaves of bread. I don't have 2 fish. Some of them, they have nothing, but they even just pass in the baskets. When they had to pass the baskets, they were part of the miracle. And I want to share testimony of Richie Seltzer. He shared it in Facebook about one of our outreaches that just this past week. He said, my son identified and prayed for a man with screws in his leg and level 9 pain while we held hand out food this morning. They were just handing out food. The man testified that he felt heat and that his pain was gone, maybe a 1 at the end. When he said maybe a 1, Gabe got back down on his knee, laid his hand back on the soft cast, and began praying in tongues. He wanted it all gone. The man, Pete, said his pain was gone. After this, when we were on the way home, Gabriel made several statements that revealed his heart. One of them was, Dad, this was the best day of my life. God used me to heal another human. It was real. I just invite you to be part of what God is doing and be part of the miracle in 2019. And we want to introduce David and Ricardo.
Awesome. Come on. We've seen such a shift in the atmosphere here. The very sound of the keyboards. One significant thing in the Bible, David walked into the room with Saul. He knew what to play. And I believe God has anointed these musicians here, David, Nathan, Tiffany, John, to stand here. It's not their gifts, but it's their lives. When you read and hear about their testimonies, when they open their mouths or they play the instrument, it immediately creates an atmosphere of miracles in this house. So we have seen people healed from every type of sickness, every type of disease, even anxiety or mental issues. When the presence of God is in this house, and that's what Patty was talking about, we want his presence here more than anything. So when the presence of God comes in this house, lives are totally changed. We expect miracles. I mean, throughout this year, I've received countless texts or countless people have come to me saying, as a result of the worship in this house, I am healed. My family is back together. Or something is broken off of my life. So expect more in 2019.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, just to echo what Ricardo said, I think as a community in 2018, we've come with more expectation because of all the testimonies that we've heard. From the drummer to the bass player to whoever is the singer, the worship leader, we know that when we step on this stage, when we worship, we're not alone and that God can do anything. It's really amazing. We don't just get excited about the songs. We get excited about what God can do with the songs. So 2018 was awesome. It wasn't just us. We've had some amazing guests, some amazing worship leaders come here. And I have to say, each one of these guys or gals has pulled me aside quietly and said, this is my favorite church to come lead worship at. And so just to read off some names, we had Jason Upton here. We had Rick Pina here twice. We had one of my personal favorites of all time, Anthony Skinner. What an amazing songwriter. Jonathan and Melissa Helzer, along with the Cageless Birds. How many of you guys love that at Firestorm? Is amazing. We had Jeremy Riddle. How many of you guys love Jeremy Riddle? And Derek Johnson of Jesus Culture. And again, we had our second annual worship summit this year. And it was one of the highlights of my year in 2018. It was Chris and Karen here. There they are. They opened up Tomato Pie Cafe, their restaurant, and 300 of us packed into that little cafe down the street, and we heard some of the unheard songs that some of these guys have written and some of our own team. It was amazing. How many of you guys were here for that? It's awesome. We've also grown as a community. We're trying to grow the church the old-fashioned way. So in 2018, Johan and I had a baby. Mandy and Tyler Weber, Mandy who was singing here this morning, they had a baby. Liz and Mike Humphrey had a baby. And we're expecting in 2019, Brent Ulrich, who's back at the soundboard, him and his wife Katie are having a baby, as well as Svetlana and Jordan. Any day, any hour, any minute, any second, they're going to have a baby. So don't ask how they're doing right now. If you see them, don't say, is there the baby yet? Also, I'm really excited about this. We've worked and built a lot behind the scenes. We haven't talked about this yet, but in 2019, for the first time, Life Center Worship is going to be coming out with their very first album. We have 7 songs coming and 5 videos. It's going to be coming out Firestorm Weekend, and we are so excited about this. And to quote Charles and Ann on this, really, our heart is not to become famous in this. We want to make Jesus famous. And our prayer is that thousands across the globe experience and encounter the love of God like people do here when they hear these songs. So check this out. This is a little preview. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Isn't that exciting? Can't wait, man. We got some really great video, don't we? Come on. Awesome, awesome, man. Now we're all like, okay, 2019, here we go. But it's good to stop and say thank you, God. Isn't it good? Come on, let's all stand, church. Thanks, for I know we've gone over time here a little bit. Yeah, come on up, Charles. Let's just take a moment, if you're with family or friends, and just connect to somebody around you. Come on, grab a hand or feel appropriate to lay a hand on someone's shoulder.
Yeah, what
Just say thank you. Come on, can we do
what
this, Father?
An amazing
thank you, power there
is in testimony, yeah. Right?
Wow.
So it's like whatever happened in 2018, next year is better. The gates of heaven are open. God's heard your prayers. Don't believe the headlines of the news. Believe the headlines of the good news. And I don't know why, but just toward the end, this was stirring in my heart. This is a Chris Tomlin song. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. And if God is for us, who could ever be against us? So I just want to declare to you that this was a good year. And some of you are still waiting for your good year. So I'm just declaring over you that as the year turns, the doors open and our God is greater. Holy Spirit, thank you that you're being poured out. Thank you that prayers are being answered. Thank you that we move into next year even more fruitful, even more joyful, seeing more souls saved, more people healed, more nations touched, seeing our cities awakened to hope. We thank you and bless each family represented here, each household, each individual dream and calling, each business, each hope. In Jesus' glorious name, can you shout out? Amen.
Yeah. Come on, ministry team. If you're part of the ministry team, pastoral team, come on up front. I know we just want to open the altar for ministry. If you want ministry for anything, or you want prayer for anything, or you don't know this God we've been boasting about for the last hour and a half, come on, man. We want to pray with you before you leave this building. Amen? Amen. If you need prayer for healing, for anything you at all, we'd love to pray with you. We've got a team prayed up, prepared, and want to pray for you today. Be blessed. Have a great week, and just let your light shine. We'll see you Wednesday night.